today.
Congress allows this meat cleaver approach to take place. It will jeopardize our military readiness. It will eviscerate job-creating investments in education and energy and medical research. My door is open. I put tough cuts and reforms on the table. I'm willing to work with anybody to get this job done.
All right, keep, toss, or slash. That's the name of the game. You hear the president there talking about the meat cleaver. Boy, we've been asking for that for a long time. Now he's pensive because Congress is pretty passive with his spending cuts growing nearer. That's where we start. Hey, everybody, hope that you're on your way to a pretty terrific week across this great nation here across the South, the West, the East, and the left coast, because everybody's battening the hatches and getting ready for this wild storm that's supposed to take place in and around Thursday. Some might have a blizzard. Others will deal with baseball-size hail, they're saying, plus tornadoes, a possibility. Yeah, great Mother Nature. You never know when she's going to get you. That's kind of like what we're talking about with Congress. You never know how they're going to act, when they're not going to act. But, of course, it is a down week in Washington because not very many guys are there or gals. They're away. They're back with their constituents or their families or doing a little bit of both. March 1st is the spending cut deadline. So not in session this week. Aides from both parties say they don't expect anything to pass anytime soon. Not a lot of urgency, but part of that, of the reason behind that, is because the cuts can be phased in over time. So they know that. They know that they can do something after March 1st to undo any reductions in the months to come. So it's almost like a false bottom anyway, doesn't it figure? Imagine you'll see the headline, oh, the cuts are automatic spending cuts, the sequester's on. And then for everybody who says, yeah, it's about time, you got to act, that's got to be part of it. Well, they can turn around and take it away anyway. $85 billion is split between the Pentagon and non-defense programs. That's how it's being rolled out. Everybody was worried about Medicare and Medicaid, especially with the aging population, or at least some people were worried, taken off the table, so there's no worry there. It's more of this whole blame game thing that's going on, and true to what we see in this nation, the president is hitting and hitting and hitting and hitting, and the Republicans have said, look, you have a simple choice. You have a simple choice here, and you're not willing to do what's necessary, so forget about it. House Speaker John Boehner, with all the barbs that are flying around from the press and other Democrats, he just threw out a written statement saying, look, the House twice passed legislation to replace it with common sense cuts and reforms that wouldn't even threaten public safety, national security, or our economy. And once again, there's no credible plan that's been offered that can pass Congress, only more calls for higher taxes. And it doesn't make any sense. Republicans say they've already ceded on higher taxes by allowing the Bush-era tax cuts to expire on the wealthiest Americans as part of the whole fiscal cliff deal. And they keep saying that any package replacing this year's planned $85 billion in cuts, part of the $1.2 trillion in savings over 10 years, has to have alternative spending reductions, including entitlement reform. Republicans concerned. How concerned are you about defense cuts? You know, defense accounts for 17 or 18% of our spending right now. The troops that are fighting to protect us in Afghanistan, and still those are lingering in other places in Iraq, they're the things that they get are being will be chopped. That's the sad part of that. That's being chopped off. That's where a lot of that money's coming from. So there's no easy way around this. The last minute negotiations don't work anymore. The Band-Aids don't work anymore. But what's going to happen before March 1st? Will there be something that puts the brakes on it? You know, I don't think so. And Congress couldn't be faring worse as far as their approval ratings. Their approval ratings are just brutal. The last time they saw anything in the 50s was right after 9/11. Now, 17% of Americans, 17% of Americans, all the rest disapprove of the job Congress is doing. That's incredible. That's incredible. So, who are the real losers in all of this? Of course, it's always us. We're the taxpayers. The president is just keeps kicking the can down the road, and I think he realizes it and is getting called on it. So that's why he's swinging every day at the Republicans. I mentioned at the top, as soon as I cracked open the mic, that there was a blizzard that was going to slam into the Midwest. So, yes, once again, we're talking about blizzard conditions. Now, how long the blizzard conditions stick around, it may be a couple of hours where it's a whiteout and you really can't be on the road. But it's out there. You look at any weather map and you see you look at the clouds and you know, oh, this isn't good. North Dakota, Wyoming, all those places as that storm system moves through. And it's looking pretty bad. It's looking pretty bad over Oklahoma and Texas and a few other connecting states as potentially deadly with the tornadoes and the hail and everything that could rain down in those areas. See, no one's immune. No one's immune across the board. We're all dealing with the same thing. It's the weather. It's the weather. It's the weather. And what's it going to be like? I was looking at jobs and thinking about this, the weather affecting jobs. And I was thinking about the repo man. What a tough job the repo man has. We used to have a repo man that called the show a lot. So I guess more people, and maybe this is a sign things are turning, more people are keeping up with their auto payments or coming up with the money they need if somebody knocks on the door. So you got about 1.3 million cars that were repossessed last year. That's the lowest in over a decade, and that's down 31% from the peak of 2009. In the fourth quarter of 2012, repossessions were down 27.6% compared with the same time last year. Wow. So to see that massive turnaround, and what's the reason for them, for fewer cars sold during the recession, all that kind of stuff? Because a lot of people lost jobs and weren't eligible for financing. So then fewer cars end up being financed, so there's fewer repossessions. You know? Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Down the street, you've been pulled way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat. Yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Yeah. I'm gonna get you too, but another one bites the dust.
And leaving Washington and all the nonsense of where do we cut, should we cut, let the axe fall, no, what about my taxes, blah, 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 blah. If this was a television series, it would already be canceled because the ratings would be so low. And while we should be screaming, this is our money, this is the government of we the people, and we're sick of really a lot of the lack of accountability, sometimes we got to be like ostriches or we're all going to have heart attacks. You know, talking to my pal in Canada about Extendivite and being careful about your heart because in his family, everybody died from a heart attack and he had a heart attack when he was in his 40s. This is the one thing about the things that you can do to be healthier, the food, that kind of stuff is huge, but also the stress is big. That's what our government does. It stresses us. It's stress. Like, where's the daily salute? Because I don't want to get on America Tonight and be the negative Nancy and pound everything and be so cynical. But there's a lot to be cynical about, frankly. I mean, there's a whole lot to be cynical about. So I'm about to go cynical in a different direction. And I've already said this, but I think it's almost a slap in the face for the people who were on the triumph and dealt with what they dealt with to get $500 from the cruise line. It gets towed to port. People haven't had showers in days. They've lived with the smell of poop where it seems like an outhouse. and sewage is dripping from the walls, and it was just awful. So finally they get to where they're supposed to get after this fire in an engine room. And the compensation they get is a check for $500, a credit for a future cruise. I don't know, seems pretty chintzy to me. Pretty chintzy. What they went through, is it at the, who decided it was at the $500 level? And I think they would have been smarter to not offer anything than to do a, to give a low dollar amount. It's
this is going to end up in court, I'm sure.
It is. Think about it. When you don't like your service, imagine, you know, the old saying was, I'm a good tipper. I don't think people should, if people wait on you, I know I was, when I was a kid, I did the hostess waitress thing. But in this case, so people will leave like pennies if they're trying to insult you because you were a crappy server. I mean, sorry, Carnival Cruise was a crappy server and they give them $500. They shouldn't have given them anything.
Yeah.
Bad PR.
I don't know what's going to end up happening, but I think there's going to be some kind of class action lawsuit.
Yes.
Some type of deal where all the passengers get involved. And, I mean, the one thing I still haven't been able to figure out is why they couldn't get find another way to get,
to
them,
get them off the boat.
Ship.
I know. Isn't it just, you just would think there'd be another way to do that. Is it because there were so many? And, you know, when you're dealing with the currents and everything else and trying, there were two people they did remove. And the woman said she was scared to death because she had to have a treatment for her kidney dialysis. So they got her off the boat, and another one had a, they thought it was a heart attack, but it was a stroke. So the woman that had to get off with the kidney problem had to step into a boat from the boat and was said she couldn't even look down. She was so scared. So how would they get all the people off? Would there be another ship? I don't know. I would be willing to take my chances and crawl across a plank that hooked me up to another ship, for goodness sake. I looked this up.
But the counter side of that argument, though, is then if something horrible happens while they're transferring the passengers,
yeah, then they're really
then they're
in trouble.
Screwed there, too. So, I mean, yeah, I don't know which side of the argument really is, would win in that, but at the same time, you think there would be some way maybe to do something to improve the conditions on the ship or something.
Yeah. It seems like they tried to do very little. Not the crew themselves, because they were running around trying to do everything they could for the customers, but the head of the cruise line and whatnot, how they came up with that number. If you compared it, the sinking of the Costa Concordia, it was, it's been one, as of last month, it's been in the water on its side for 1 year. But the people who were on that boat, they were offered $15,000, and then they got a refund and travel expenses. So $15,000. That would have been a lot better than the $500. And there are lawyers representing the cruise line, too, and they said that there were big upsides for the passengers who got the payment. They have an immediate response, no legal expenses, and they can put the whole thing behind them. So, you know, who wins this one? I think the people on the boat have a big leg to stand on, but what did they sign? What does the fine print say? And how do they, you know, how ultimately does a judge, if it's a judge, it's a bench trial thing, or if it's a jury, how are they weighing all of this? I guess there is, with some policies, it was like with the airlines, and if an airline gets a passenger on another flight that lands within 1 hour to 4 hours of the originally scheduled arrival time, they pay the traveler 200% of the original one-way fare, so that's up to $650. If they're delayed 4 or more hours, it goes up 400% and maximum of $1,300. Interesting. I didn't know where they capped it off. So if the boat had canceled the cruise before it started, they'd refund the cruise fare, air accommodations, all that kind of stuff. I'm sure the people were just psyched to get a shower, get in their own bed, get away from that boat. I mean, I guarantee it. They wanted to get away. They weren't looking to stay there. Awful. All right, bopping to something else. We'll see where that ends up. We'll see what, you know, how far that lawsuit goes and the luck that they have with people jumping on board, too. How about China saying, listen, you're accusing us of hacking, but we get hacked into all the time. Please don't charge us with cyber espionage. The Chinese government denies being involved in the cyber attacks in a cybersecurity firm's analysis of breaches that compromised more than 140 companies. China's defense minister called the report deeply flawed. Deeply flawed. Mm. So, what happens with cybersecurity in China is one thing. What happens as retaliation to us or just not getting it done is a completely different thing. And I've had to deal with being hacked into and people calling me to see if I was okay because, you know, they always say the craziest things. If I was in Texas and I was going to Paris, I wouldn't say anything to anyone. I mean, that'd have to be a really secret squirrel trip, and I can't imagine. So what we're talking about with the cybersecurity and what the Chinese are saying and what the reality is, I think there is a middle ground here, and they haven't found it. They haven't found it at this point. There is pressure on the United States to take action against the Chinese for what has been years of what they call their term sympathetic espionage. Here's the thing I know. Somebody hacking into your stuff is brutal. There are words I cannot use on the airwaves to describe how I felt about having to deal with all that. And people are finding bigger, badder ways to hack. And if we're tracing it to China, someone needs to answer for that big time. Hey, like the president, we're kicking the can down the road. Hang with us.
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Spotlight on. I'll pop me. Damn, yo. Don't you know you are my. To be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health. Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision plasma pH drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision plasma pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Nobody loves me. we travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.